origins of three famous logos. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Marketing Plus. In today's show, we're broadcasting live from Graphics Limited, a design studio run by owner and manager David Jacks. He's going to be telling us all about logos. So, David, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming along.
Now, first of all, perhaps you should explain exactly what a logo is.
Yes, of course. Well, I like to think of a logo as a visual representation of a company. Basically, a logo says what a company is all about, and it tells us about the company's values, aims, and objectives. And all of this can be achieved through the colors in the logo, the image that appears in the logo, the type of font used, the angle of the letters, the thickness of the letters, and so on.
So, where do the ideas for logos come from?
All sorts of places. Let's take the example of Apple. Originally, the logo was a picture of Sir Isaac Newton sitting under an apple tree discovering gravity. This image suggested innovation. The famous apple with a bite taken out of it replaced the original Newton design a year later. This new design was created by Apple designer Rob Janoff. And why the bite? Many people have claimed it was a joke because computers have bites. B-Y-T-E-S, too. But Janoff says this never occurred to him. He designed the apple with a bite because that's what everyone does to an apple. Bite it.
Okay, and what about the Starbucks logo? What connection is there between the mermaid and coffee?
Nothing, really. In fact, the woman on the Starbucks logo is a siren. Sirens were mythical creatures whose singing was so beautiful that sailors threw themselves into the sea and drowned trying to reach them. I've read that Starbucks wanted people to think that their coffee was as seductive as a siren. Their coffee is irresistible.
Okay, what next?
Well, the McDonald's logo must be one of the most famous. It's seen both as a symbol of McDonald's, but also more negatively of capitalism and globalization. The logo we all know now was introduced in 1962, originally without the name of the company, which was added in 1968. The idea for the golden arches came from the design of one of the first restaurants. This restaurant had arches at either end of the building. In 1962, when the company wanted a new logo, designer Jim Schindler realized that if the arches were joined together, they made the letter M, the first letter in McDonald's.
Fascinating.
Now, another famous logo that I'd like to look at is the Yahoo logo, which was first used...